Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My favorite exhibit at the Oregon Coast Aquarium, maybe you have a favorite place to go, but my favorite place to go is to see the sea otters. It's right through the front building and off, kind of right in front of you, but off to the left-hand side. They're cute animals, aren't they? They look like they get along with each other, and they swim so effortlessly under the water, and it's just kind of mesmerizing to watch, and it's fun to see a feeding moment. Do you know where I'm talking about at the aquarium? They're really spectacular animals, but there's something crazy about that exhibit. Did you know that that gathering of sea otters is the largest population in the entire state? That is because they're extinct in Oregon. They were overhunted about 100 years ago. They say that the last sea otters to live date to 1907 in Newport. Oregon's the only state on the West Coast that doesn't have any sea otters. But if you go to that exhibit, there's one unique trait that the sea otters do that is especially striking that you won't see when you go to that exhibit. And that is that they like to hold hands with each other when they're out in the ocean. They look like they're out on a date, maybe for dinner or out for a movie, and they bob up and down. It looks like they really like each other, but there is a distinct reason why they do this, sea otters. They hold hands underneath the water so that no other sea otter can drift away. Isn't that sweet? Don't you wish we had a mechanism as human beings that we could use, that we could just reach out and grab someone and make sure that they don't drift away? Because the currents of this life and the waves of life's circumstances bob us up and down. What's bobbing you up and down this morning? Is it a sin? Is it an enemy? Is it opposition? Is it life circumstances? Is it a choice that you made? Wouldn't it be nice to have some sort of mechanism in which someone could reach out to you or you could reach out to someone else and make sure that they don't drift away? What a powerful passage Acts chapter 4 is. Let it wake us up. Acts chapter 4 gives a detail of what the original disciples and followers of Jesus, how they were functioning in the very beginning after the resurrection of Jesus. They were like little sea otters getting along. They knew each other. They loved each other. They frolicked and enjoyed each other. They held hands together so that no one drifted away. Did you catch the wording that Seamus read here? Verse 32 says, they were of one heart and one soul. Well, isn't that powerful? One heart and one soul. It says they shared everything in common. Verse 34 says that there were no needy amongst them. They took care of each other. I'm going to tell you why that's really striking to me in Acts chapter 4. You see, they had seen spectacular moments after the resurrection of Jesus. Just to lead us up to Acts chapter 4, here's some of the things that happened. In Acts chapter 1, the resurrected Jesus came to them, spoke to them, and 40 days later ascended into heaven. That's pretty spectacular. If you were there, you'd say, I've never seen a day like that. Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes down, and the day of Pentecost happens, and people are speaking in all sorts of language, and there's fire. I never had a day like that before. That's pretty spectacular. Acts chapter 3, there's miracles. Some of these believers were starting to perform miracles. Pretty spectacular. Acts chapter 4 says these Christians weren't caught up in the spectacular. They focused on the basics, taking care of one another, making sure a hand was out so that no one drifted away. So there were heights happening here in Acts chapter 4. There were actually some tough things are happening in Acts chapter 4 too. I want to mention this. In the beginning of this chapter, Peter and John are thrown in prison. It's kind of the first kind of imprisonment. It's like, what's happening? Jesus is raised and things aren't going so well. Then they are told that they should no longer teach in the name of Jesus by the authorities, Acts chapter 4. And then also they're starting to get the idea that they too might die like Jesus. They have opposition. They have trouble around them. Guess what they do? They hold hands. See, they're bobbing up and down. They're going up and down. But no one is being drifted away. No one is lost. No one is taken out to a far and dark place. Dear friends, this is the challenge of the last 10 years or 15 years. We're having a hard time being connected with people. I'm going to suggest in the sermon today. Number one reason why is we're kind of removed from people and their hurts and their needs.